Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Happy Thursday, June 1st, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. And in opposition to our nation declaring June Pride Month, a month set aside to honor sin, we'll be speaking for the entire month on Scripture opposing pride. We want to start first with Genesis chapter 9, verse 13 and 17, and it reads, "I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. God said to Noah, 'This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth.'" Matthew Henry states, "The rainbow appears when we have most reason to fear the rain prevailing. God then shows this seal of the promise, that it shall not prevail. The thicker the cloud, the brighter the bow in the cloud." Many thousands of years post-flood, we have forgotten the fear the cloud should bring. But for those of Noah's time, this covenant of the rainbow would be a sign of great reassurance. The symbol that our nation has chosen to represent the sin of pride is a distortion of the symbol that God chose to remind us of a promise made and a covenant established, that though we have continued to sin against him, he would never again destroy us by a great flood. God's rainbow, the 7-color rainbow, is naturally occurring, as it should be since God created it like everything else. The 6-color rainbow of the pride flag is not naturally occurring. Just as the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, and queer individuals who use the flag as an identifier are not natural. Their lifestyles are open rebellion against God and his perfect design of male and female. And the use of the false rainbow serves as a statement that we don't need to fear that God will destroy us. We will willingly destroy ourselves.
The rainbow was a sign of a covenant. Now they turned it into a sign of rebellion against God. Whenever I see a rainbow in the clouds, though, my mind doesn't think of the pride flag or homosexuality and pride. I'm just always in awe of the beauty of them, and it is always something that people get excited about and talk of what it means. The gay pride flag, though, isn't as beautiful as a rainbow, of course. When I see rainbow flags or merchandise, it does disturb me, and it gets people thinking, where do I fit in with that flag? So many want to be included in this diversity of colors that represent all types of sexual desires and sexual identity. It's interesting, flags were originally used in warfare, but today they represent all kinds of things. But I can see this pride flag being used as a symbol of warfare against God. And it's one thing to be in sin, but another to be proud of it and encouraging others to accept and celebrate it. They tell you to be proud and not ashamed. God wiped out the entire earth because nobody was ashamed of their sin and repented. And while we discuss the sin of pride this month, Let's examine our own hearts and not become self-righteous. We always should take heed lest we fall. Let's pray for everyone who is caught up in pride and pray for humility for them and ourselves. We all deal with pride to some level.
Yeah, and you know, for this month, instead of a psalm and a proverb, we want to end with a quote regarding the sin of pride or maybe sexual immorality. So today's quote is from C.S. Lewis.
And C.S. Lewis says, "Through pride, the devil became the devil. Pride leads to every vice. It's the complete anti-God state of mind."
And we'll end praying for you as always from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love Him. God bless.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.